Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
You know what time it is when we have a Monday after a Bears game. It's meatball machine time. It's also Blackhawks and Bulls time. In fact, we're going to the Bulls game tomorrow. Blackhawks and Bulls season are on Chicago Sports Network. Bulls. Visit subscribe.chsn.com, subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial of their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. Fire up the meatballs.
So I have to explain these first two meatballs. They said it before the game ended, like about with, I don't know, 40 seconds left in the game. So here's our first two meatballs.
54 seconds left. We all know what's going to happen. Williams suck. The Bears suck. They're going to this up and lose another game they should have won with no problem.
First, I want to say I absolutely can't stand being a Bears fan. It's miserable. It is one of the worst, most depressing things in this world. I don't care if I swear. I wanted to call to say there was no Cia Menungai. There's no Cia Menungai. But I really want to say is the Bears suck. I can't stand being a fan anymore. I'll be a fan the day I die, but I can't stand it anymore.
So those are the fans that submitted a little too early, and this was a fan who was a little happy when things start to go right.
Yes! Yes! No f***ing Barry this time! Yes!
too yes! much. Too much. Too much.
Bear! You old man! You Cincinnati! You bet
it was
wherever you are! Suck it!
Suck it.
Dallas. He's in Dallas.
Yes! Yes! Ah! I hate this team! I love this team, but I hate them. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Who knew the Joker?
I'm gonna go pass out now. Mob Bears! Mob Bears!
Now, we floated the idea in pre-show meetings about a Meatball Hall of Fame. I think that one enters the Meatball Hall of Fame.
Wow.
The way he fired himself up yelling mob.
He's a Hall of Fame finalist if not already inducted. What are you talking about?
Little Howard Dean in him there too with the script. Rah!
I thought he was the Joker.
Yeah.
It's like the Joker's a Bears fan is what I learned from that call.
What was Howard Dean supposed to take over? They were going to do something.
We're going to do something, and then we're going to go to the White House. I do a bad John Dean. I just realized that. Yeah, I don't know. It was like this whole... it was good. Like, things are going well, and then he took it to a level. Yeah, he took it to the Muppet
level. Right, but
level.
We never knew what was going to happen. All right, I can't worry about that. That was like 25 years ago. What's
it was,
next?
Still
20
lives
years
with
ago.
Us.
Whatever.
Bears.
Okay, Meatball Machine, here we go again. Last play of the game. It's Joe Flacco, though. I don't think his noodle arm could get the ball all the way to the end zone. And picked off by the Bears. Ball game. Holy hell, what a win. Oh, man. Caleb Williams leading the Bears down the field again. for what, was it the third time this season to set up a game-winning drive? My wife is a Vikings fan, and she is pissed because she usually likes to make fun of Bears quarterbacks for not doing that at the end of games, and she is speechless right now. Although, she can also probably brag because they just beat the Lions. But I don't care. This is the Bears meatball machine, baby, and this is my moment. Holy heck. Shout out Ben Johnson for taking WD-40 and duct tape and putting together whatever the heck that offensive performance was. Colson Loveland, congratulations on your game-winning touchdown. Welcome. Holy God, just all of the emotions and football and Bears!
Thank God we didn't have to rely on Cairo. Bears.
Can we please, please, please stop talking about drafting a running back and that we got the wrong tight end? Please shut up.
I think I have a very unhealthy relationship with the Chicago Bears and watching all this other stuff. It's 17 seconds left and Colson Loveland just scored a touchdown. I need help. Oh, I need help. I love you, Bears.
Love you too. I love you too.
We love you too.
I can't walk away.
No, it's okay.
I can't walk away.
I know.
Meatball, this Bears game is drunker than a that was sports at Layla Grody. Marshall, especially Marshall, now that we got a 40 piece, the ugly piece, because we almost lost this whole thing.
Sir?
That's the Maple Machine.
Oh,
okay, that was the end?
It was a cold ending, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it cuts you off after a minute.
The timer ran off.
1 minute. You get 60 seconds.
Tell people that. We got to tell people that.
I didn't know that.
That's the most important part of
it. Well, it's in every tweet we put out. It says max length, 60 seconds.
Producers made sure that was in.
Every time you tell people to call, they reply with their comments. And I'm like, but no, that's not where they're going to get heard. It's just Twitter.
It's very important that there's a limit.
Oh, we have one more meatball as well.
Improbable!
Oh, wow.
You know what? I'm with you. If you're willing to take over that island again, Robbie, I will join you and Ray on that island.
People mess up words all the time.
Duh.
I don't think he messed it up. I think he said improbable.
Improbable!
I think he did, too.
I heard Yanny.
I heard Yanny when that came out.
Yeah. Yanny?
I forgot about that.
Yanny.
Or is it Laurel?
The dress was gold.
Yanny Ngakoue?
It's gold.
Yanny Ngakoue.
That's what you pull after 4 hours of radio. All I had left in me was Yanny Ngakoue. That's
Yanny.
It. I might not be good for transition. Yanny. Yanzi.
We'll figure that out.
Ngakoue's.
In the meantime, Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel are here, so we'll work it through with them. That's next on Raheem Harrison Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.